Day 496, Friday, August 16th. Psalm 102, Psalms 102, 1-28, NKJV. A prayer of the afflicted, when he is overwhelmed and pours out his complaint before the Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my trouble, incline your ear to me, in the day that I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned like a hearth. My heart is stricken and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. Because of the sound of my groaning, my bones cling to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness, I am like an owl of the desert. I lie awake, and am like a sparrow alone on the housetop. My enemies reproach me all day long, those who deride me swear an oath against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of your indignation and your wrath, for you have lifted me up and cast me away. My days are like a shadow that lengthens, and I wither away like grass, but you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. You will arise and have mercy on Zion for the time to favor her, yes, the set time has come, for your servants take pleasure in her stones, and show favor to her dust. So the nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory, for the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He shall regard the prayer of the destitute, and shall not despise their prayer. This will be written for the generation to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. For he looked down from the height of his sanctuary, from heaven the Lord viewed the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to release those appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem, when the peoples are gathered together, and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way, he shortened my days. I said, O my God, do not take me away in the midst of my days, your years are throughout all generations. Of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure, yes, they will all grow old like a garment, like a cloak you will change them, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end. The children of your servants will continue, and their descendants will be established before you. Daily Deep Dive. The UCG Reading Plan states, Psalm 102 is a lamenting prayer by an unnamed individual in severe affliction and distress, apparently during a time of national distress. The title in accordance with VV 1-11... designates. The prayer is that of an individual. But VV.28 clearly indicate national involvement in the calamity. It may be that the distress suffered by the individual, while its description suggests physical illness, is the result of his sharing in a national disaster such as the exile, a suggestion supported by references to the restoration of Zion. Zondervan NIV Study Bible, note on Psalm 102 title. Indeed, beyond the lament, the psalm also looks forward with hope and faith to the restoration of God's people, in an ultimate sense at the establishment of his kingdom, making this a fitting psalm for its placement in Book 4 of the Psalter, which points to the time of the coming messianic reign. The prayer opens with a plea that God would hear the psalmist's cry, and quickly come to his aid, verses 1-2. In these two short verses he makes five requests for God's attention. Hear me, let my cry come to you, don't hide from me, turn your ear to me, answer me quickly. The situation is simply awful, life its delights gone is ebbing away. In his constant grief and despair the psalmist forgets about and doesn't feel like eating, leading to malnutrition and emaciation, verses 3-5, 9-11. He feels forsaken, isolated, alone, vulnerable and unable to sleep, like some lonely bird eking out a tentative existence on its own, verses 6-7. His torment is magnified by the ranting reproach of enemies, verse 8, perhaps referring to foreigners who have captured him and his countrymen. Where the NKJV says these enemies swear an oath against me, same verse, the NIV says that they use my name as a curse. That is, they say, may you become like that one, the one named is Zondervan, note on verse 8. He sees his circumstance as God's judgment, verse 10, and as already noted, it seems that this refers to calamity that God has brought on the whole nation, not just this representative individual. But things are not left in despondency and hopelessness, for there is confidence in God's coming deliverance of his people. The ancient restoration of Jerusalem after the Babylonian exile is but a small foretaste of what is pictured here in this psalm. For the set time spoken of, verse 13, is the day yet future in which all nations and kings will fear God's name and his glory, verse 15. When God in the person of Jesus Christ will actually appear in his glory, verse 16, and all nations and kingdoms will gather to serve him, verse 22. The building up of Zion, verse 16, refers to the coming restoration of Israel in the kingdom of God, as well as the building up of spiritual Zion, God's church, to serve as the holy and perfect administration of that kingdom. All God's people who have suffered during all ages will have their prayers fully answered in an ultimate sense, see verse 17. This wonderful message, the psalmist declares, would be written down for a future generation, a people yet to be created, verse 18. Given the whole context and the verse that follows, it appears that this coming generation would also face terrible trials just as the psalmist. But given this good news, the gospel of the kingdom, they would be able to look forward with hope in the midst of suffering and declare God's praises, verse 18, just as in this psalm. In verses 23 to 24, the psalmist remembers his immediate plight and pleas again with God to intervene and not cut his life off early, contrasting his brief existence with God's eternal life and perspective. Yet it is in God's eternal existence, verses 24 to 27, that there is hope for the future, for come what may, he and his purpose will endure, because God continues, so would his people continue generation after generation, verse 28. This will allow the great restoration looked for in the psalm, and it will also bring in God's set time. The perfect restoration of the psalmist himself, and of all who have placed their hope and trust throughout the ages in the eternal God. End.